This week's mailbag comes to us from Debbie. I've been listening to a podcast a couple of times already, but I happened to select it again today to listen to with my morning coffee. This recording was exactly what I needed to listen to as I was preparing for planning day with Lisa on Saturday. I think, or rather I hope, I'm in a better frame of mind to make some clearer decisions about what I'll be concentrating on for the next 4 months. This will be my second planning day, and I can tell you the clarity and the focus that comes from spending just 4 hours of going through my planner with Lisa is incredible. It almost feels like the missing puzzle piece I've been searching for many years. In this podcast, Lisa brings up so many great points, as always. But as I plan for the fall, I want to remember these simple but important questions. What's one thing I am missing from past years? What's one thing that lights me up inside, and how can I get that back? I want to feel passionate again, but what does that even feel like? Curious minds need to know. I totally love how Lisa breaks down your year and how she teaches us to plan in even more sizable bites. This approach seems to provide more victories because it's like every 4 months, there's a do-over. I love that. I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to join Lisa for Planning Day this year.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started.
Well, this week we have a pretty big announcement for you. This is not actually live yet, but we're letting you know before we make the big transition. And the big announcement is we are leaving Facebook. I know. If I had mentioned this 3 years ago when we wanted to do it, it would have caused so many questions and why, and why would you do such a thing? And now I think you're cheering. Everyone is over there on the other end going, finally, cheering. I've wanted to leave Facebook for the last 3 years for a reason, maybe not the normal reason that everybody else is leaving Facebook, but mostly because the Organized 365 mission, vision, and values includes building life and community. And even, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, I always knew there were some people that joined the 100-day program or All Access or got a Sunday basket that either didn't have a Facebook account or chose not to have a Facebook account. And because of that, they weren't able to participate in the community aspect of our programs because they weren't on Facebook. And that has always bothered me because I feel like the community that goes along with the Organized 365 transformation should be available to everyone who wants to be in that community. But just based on logistics and the size of the company, and I couldn't figure out a way to create my own community platform that was not on Facebook. Similarly, 2 years ago, we decided to have a website that's no longer hosted on WordPress. So we have a completely custom-coded site. And then we created a custom-coded app that went along with that. And we produce our podcast, and it is streamed to iTunes, Stitcher, and anywhere you can find a podcast, even in Audible. You could get our podcast literally anywhere that it is streamed. We stream our podcast everywhere that we can. Because Organized 365 is not based on a certain platform, it's based on a message that then is communicated through all those platforms. So for that reason, I have always had a desire for our communities not to live on Facebook, but just based on technological hindrances, I wasn't able to do that. And a year ago, it took us a long time to get our app launched. You know, it was like 5 months behind schedule in order to get our app launched. It was just such an arduous and hard and really, really expensive proposition that I couldn't even imagine building our own community app. And over the course of, we almost created an app back in November. We almost scrapped the app that we had and then created a community app, but we didn't really know how to do that in November. And then I was going to do it in January, and then we were going to do it again in March. And we kept saying, not yet, not yet. We haven't found the right platform. And I know a lot of companies have moved to Mighty Networks, and that, I don't know, the interface of Mighty Networks just didn't speak to me. And I was like, yeah, that's not really what I want. I don't want to move from Facebook to another company that still would own my community. Like, if we're going to do this, like, we're going to create our own community, like the Organize 365 community app that is not part of any other company. That way we are not beholden to what any other company decides to do with their technology, with their apps, everything else. So we did. We found a company that would create for us an app that functions very much like Facebook, but is owned by Organize 365. So we are creating our own Organize 365 app. This will allow those of you that have a Sunday basket, a workbox, the 100-day, the all-access experience to be in community on this app with those other people. The other reason why I wanted to create our own community app and not live on Facebook is because, frankly, I left Facebook 3 years ago. You guys know that. Like, I was very public. Like, when I go on Facebook, I don't have the power of positivity, which is one of our company values, and my personal value is to just live the most positive, productive life I can. And Facebook, I rarely leave Facebook feeling positive. I leave our community groups feeling positive, but I don't leave the platform feeling positive. And the third reason I've been looking for 3 years to make this move is because Facebook's not productive. Like, Instagram's not productive either, but I love it so much. And it didn't make sense to me that our community groups, which are positive and do help you go through the programs, cost you in time and productivity, because once you're on a platform like Facebook, you're going to rabbit trail over to other things that are not what you originally came there for. Like, I went to check the weather on my phone, you guys, and I swiped up in order to check the weather, and I swiped the wrong way. And next thing you knew, I was in a different app reading something. I was like, why did I even get on my phone in general? It's so easy for us to forget the purpose of how we want to spend our time and what we're doing. And so I have wanted for 3 years to create an app that would keep you in community, that is completely positive, and would be productive. Now, if you spend 2 hours in the app, that's fine. It's all counted towards your organizing time. Or if you spend 15 minutes, it doesn't matter. Everything that you're doing inside of that app would be for the growth of your mindset and your positivity and your organization at home to live a positive, proactive, purposeful life. So we're doing it. We're doing it. It's not launching today, but it will be launching in the next, 2 to 6 weeks. All depends, you know, not in control of everything, as I have learned. So we're going to have our own Organize 365 app. So I want to tell you what that is going to look like and then what that means for our current Organize 365 app and what that means for our groups inside of Facebook. So first of all, let's talk about what the app is going to look like. It is going to be an Organize 365 app, so you'll find it in the App Store under Organize 365. And the app is designed to provide for you the same community groups that we had in Facebook in the app with the Organize 365 team and certified organizers there to help and support you on your journey. So there will be a group for the Sunday Basket. And in there, you will have your Sunday Basket Club on Sunday, as you always have, led by Monique and her team and Michelle. There will be the Workbox. They will have a group as well. That will be led by the certified organizers. Steph and Monique will help you get your Friday Workbox done. There will be a 100-day group, and that will be for all access members and those of you that just have the 100-day program. That one will have a lot of interaction in it. If you're in the Organize 365 100-day group right now, where we post what you're supposed to be organizing for each day, we will be doing that in a totally different way inside of the app in order to provide more community and support for those of you that are going through each cycle of the 100-day program. Tanya is going to join us as the lead inside of that 100-day group, and she will make your daily tasks way more interactive. So let's say you're in the kitchen and it's supposed to be the spice day. Instead of saying, today you're supposed to clean out your spices, she might say something like, all right, someone is going to get a prize for the oldest spice you can find in your cabinet. Ready, go. And then everyone will organize their spice cabinets and post inside of the group as to what the oldest spice we can find that day. Or maybe there'll be a poll of the day. Let's say that we're organizing our plasticware. She may post a poll that says, all right, vote. Did you have how many lids and bottoms did you have that did not match? 1 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30, 31 to 40, or prefer not to answer. That would be a fun one too. Just different conversation starters for each of those days so that we can have fun as we're going through each of the days in the 100-day program. And then the All Access members will have an additional group that they can go to for All Access, where on Tuesdays, you're still going to get those tips about organizing your binders from the paper organizing certified organizers. And they will walk you through, you know, the one person per week, so you'll get through all four binders every single month. But I have something super, super fun that I also have wanted to do for a long time. I could never figure out how to get this done and get this out to you and make it make sense. But do you remember when in the podcast a couple weeks ago, I talked about how one of my weird party tricks is that I'm able to tell you how the female head of household is feeling every single week out of the year? Well, I want to create a private curated podcast for All Access members, and it will live inside of the app. The first episode will be coming out on December 5th, Sunday, December 5th. So every Sunday, I will put inside of the All Access group inside of our app. So obviously, the app will be launched by December 5th. That's the latest date that we want it launched. And it'll just be a short, quick podcast from me about the energy of that week. So for example, let's say that it is the first week in February. And this is how the first week of February usually goes. You flip the calendar over to February. You've signed up for All Access in January. You want to get organized, but you just don't feel like doing the 100 days anymore. It's not unusual. It's more usual than it is unusual that by the time you get to February, whatever your New Year's resolution from January was, is kind of stalled. And you hear about this in the media all the time. But the reason why the energy is stalled is because of the energy of February. February is very much a cocooning month. It is a month where you like to be curled up on the couch under a blanket or next to a fire, reading a book. Like, you like to do sedentary activities in February in the United States. And because of that, it's not really a week where you want to be emptying out your primary closet and organizing your closet. Now, if you are in that mode and you're doing the 100-day program and you are, you know, on fire and you are doing the primary bedroom, bathroom, and closet, keep going with that energy. But if you're not, then there are two things that are most optimal to be organizing in the month of February, and those are part of your All Access membership. One is photos. A lot of people will take the month of February and they will organize photos. One year, they'll just organize the photos by year. The next year, they might grab a year worth of photos and make one particular album. Sometimes they might take the photos and divide them out and give them to family members and just keep the ones that they want to keep for themselves. Maybe they'll take their favorite 20 photos and put them in a collage. But doing anything photo related in February is the best month of the year in order to do photos. If you don't have photos or don't want to do photos, then your third project that you can pick the first week in February would be your financial binder. February is the best month to deep dive into your financial binder and really get that one done. In order to do your financial binder in February, you go ahead and go down to your file cabinet and quickly go through all your files, and anything related to finances, you pull those files out but leave all the rest of the files where they are. So you're just looking through to find all of your financial files. Bring those financial files and your binder up and get going on your financial binder. So that's just a taste of what the first week in February's podcast will be like inside of All Access. Of course, there'll be a little bit more detail in that as well. So following those energies of the week, making 52 podcasts that then will recycle through every year after I make them the first year is something that I think has been missing in the All Access program. The All Access program gives you all four of the binders that help you ditch your file cabinet, the photo program or the kids program, and if you want to add on the other one, it's just $99 for members, the 100-day home organization program, and planning day. And the piece that we were missing in All Access to give it that continuity that we have inside of the Sunday Basket Club and the Workbox Club and the 100-day group, as I just explained it, is that how do you know when to do the things inside of All Access and what matches your energy? And the best way for me to do that is to coach you through a private podcast. And the easiest way to give that to you is going to be in our new app. All right, so that's what the new app is going to be like. So what does that mean for the current app? Well, you can't have two apps that are called Organize 365 in the iTunes store at the same time because, I mean, right? Like you have to have different ones. So we are going to let the current Organize 365 app go. When the switch is ready to be made, all of a sudden the current app that is there will no longer be there and the new Organize 365 community app will be in its place. And you may say, oh no, I really liked the app. Newsflash, the app was only pulling from the regular website. So there was nothing in our Organize 365 app that is not already on our Organize 365 website inside of your dashboard. So because there was nothing new and different in the app that we are going to let go, we're going to move on to the community app and let the original app go. And so the last thing I want to share with you is what are we doing with Facebook? Am I totally going to leave Facebook entirely? No. So what will happen is sometime in November, this app transformation will happen. You who will have access to the app, who have a Sunday basket, who have a workbox or in the 100-day program, you're a certified organizer, you have All Access, you will get an email inviting you to join the app. You'll probably get multiple emails because we know that emails tend to get lost. And then you'll be able to add the new app. Please have patience with us. We will be adding thousands of members in a short amount of time. Then we will, at the end of 2021, we will archive all of the Facebook groups associated with our purchase products. So the Sunday Basket Club, the Workbox Club, the 100-day group, the All Access group, all of the certification Facebook groups will all be archived by December 31st, 2021. So when we go into 2022, the only things that you will see on Facebook that are associated with Organize 365 will be the Organize 365 Facebook page and our free community groups. So if you're in the free Organize 365 group, that will still be there. If you're in the Professional Organizers Think Tank Facebook group, that will still be there. But all of the other groups that are associated with our paid groups that are where we're building community will move over to our own app and will be supported by Monique and her team and the certified organizers and the Organize 365 employees that you communicate with all the time. There's so much more I would love to share about the app, but we don't have it live yet and it's still in production. So that information will be forthcoming. So between now and the end of the year, at some point, there will be the new Organize 365 community app available. Those of you eligible will get an email in order to be able to join. And those of you who are in the Facebook free groups will still be able to stay in the Facebook free groups. We will still have social media going to those free groups. I will still be doing the blitzes in those free groups. Like you may wonder, Lisa, you have the holiday blitz coming up the first week in November. Yep, I do. And it will be on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and all of those places because it is there for free consumption for everyone. So everything free will stay on Facebook and everything that supports our courses will move on to the new app. I know that change is hard. You may be excited about this change and you also may be saying, oh, I don't know if I like this change. You know, we like change. We like novelty. We just like it if we're in control of it. So you can trust us here at Organize 365. We literally have been discussing and thinking about this for 3 years. This was not a a quick decision that we've made. We've actually had a lot of this research in our slash pockets for many years, and this just happened to be the right time for us to make it happen. We can't wait to see you guys over in the new app when it launches and to be bringing you the Blitz the first week in November on the free Facebook groups and communities.